all at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, I'm just singing along to the theme song.
That's nice.
It's my favorite lyrics of any theme song of all time. You know?
Really?
Like, Cheers, Roseanne. I like The Office, the Parks and Rec the best.
Hmm.
Deedly-dee, deedly-dee. I didn't know if you knew those were the words, but
Those aren't the words.
Yeah.
Anyway, hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on my favorite two radio stations in the entire nation. Of course, 1400 AM KSBT in somewhat sunny Sandpoint. It's going to be upwards of 60 degrees today. Yeah. Also, we're on 1450 AM KBFI and always beautiful Bonner's Ferry, where it's also going to be close to 60 degrees today.
Whoa.
And should be about 62 or 3 tomorrow.
Whoa.
And that is no April Fool's, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't believe you.
I have another announcement about tomorrow.
Okay.
You know, Mirror Lake Golf Course in Bonner's Ferry has been open for a week or 10 days already. And Ralph says it's in great shape and got
April
through the winter. No
okay.
April Fool's.
All right.
And this is no April Fool's either. I was just over at the Elks Golf Course this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Opening tomorrow.
Whoa.
I'm playing tomorrow afternoon.
Wow. What if you show up and they go, just kidding.
I'm playing anyway.
Okay.
No, I went out Saturday or Sunday? It was colder than it looked when I was, you know, eating breakfast. And I went out there, but the wind was chilly. But I hit some balls into the net. That was fun.
They have a meet and greet coming up to meet their new
management. The folks from over in the Ranch Club in Priest River are now managing the Elks Golf Course. That means in the pro shop. I believe Mike DePries will be back in Jan. So it's basically the same crew, but then a different pro.
Right.
And they're also, I think, bringing their own chef.
Yeah,
so we'll learn more about that in the coming weeks. So very exciting happening at the Elks Open tomorrow. Anyway, what's happening here today? It's Wednesday, North Idaho Wednesday. North Idaho Hump Day, time for yet another edition of Ricky's Top 10, the practically weekly local radio talk show. In fact, it's one of my top 10 local radio talk shows in North Idaho, that's for sure, where we take a look at a top 10 list on a subject that's at least somewhat pertinent to the week at hand. And what's at hand this week?
It's
spring, of course,
springtime,
and it actually feels like it now.
It sure does.
And it's Easter week.
It is, yeah.
You know, Holy Week, whatever, yeah,
whatever
you want to call it.
Yeah.
But Easter is this Sunday, Good Friday is Friday, Holy Thursday is tomorrow.
Sure.
It's also Fool's Day tomorrow. So today we'll take a look at our favorite things all about these things, spring, Easter, and April Fool's. And that I am not fooling about. So a couple announcements before we get to the show. You are invited to come meet the Easter Bunny at a drive-through event. Yeah. It says
the Easter Bunny.
This ad was from this morning's Daily Beast, so it's got
to
be true. It says
it
the Easter Bunny.
Whoa.
So I guess there is such thing, and it's going to be at the bridge at Sandpoint, you know, the assisted living place, 1123 North Division Street.
Interesting.
It is Saturday, April the 3rd, from noon until 2, corner of Division and Walnut. And the drive-through event, they'll be passing out a treat for the first 200 kids that stop by.
I mean,
but here's a question.
It's the Easter Bunny. He's going to pass out treats.
How can the kids drive by? They're just kids. Well,
That's the one mystery of this whole event.
Well, we know the high school driving instructor, so maybe she can
teach. That's
I don't know. Anyway, that's happening. Also Saturday, another Easter event is happening as the Sandpoint Lions Club Easter Egg Hunt is back.
That's exciting. Lakeview Park.
Excuse me. They are in Lakeview Park and then being helped out by the Historical Society there.
Yeah.
It's a free event. It begins at 10 a.m. sharp. And I don't know about, I haven't gone in years and years and years, but it used to be started at 10. It was over like at 10:02.
Pretty much. That's what they're saying. Get there early because at 10 o'clock, kids are going nuts.
Yeah, they're going nuts.
And they're giving away like 10 bicycles this time.
Yeah. So, yeah. Thanks to generous donation from Pierce Auto Center and Lions, we'll be giving away, as you just heard, 10 bicycles on a Saturday, 10 o'clock, Lakeview Park in Sandpoint. Social distancing and mask wearing is appreciated. Hmm. For more information, go to sandpointonline.com or go to the Lions Club Facebook page.
Right.
Also, the Pondre Rotary Club is at Schweitzer for some fundraising on Saturday, holding a silent auction benefiting Rotary from 10 until 1. Two Easter baskets filled with toys, two mountain-themed baskets and gift certificates, and lots more. Plus, you can get a fun picture with Lucky the Duck.
Do mountain-themed baskets have, like, rocks and trees in them?
I hear they have, like, bear cubs in them.
Oh, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, bear cubs. I don't know what mountain theme gift baskets have in it, but I know that I'm going because I want to meet Lucky the Duck.
Yeah, me too.
Right after I meet the Easter Bunny, it's going to be
a huge weekend.
Yeah, that has spring written all over it. No, the Easter Bunny, yeah. And Lucky the Duck.
It doesn't get more springtimey than that.
It's the Rotary Club of Pondere's mascot, Lucky the Duck, is, and that'll be for around 10:30 until noon. And search for candy-filled Easter eggs scattered around the village. For more information, go to Schweitzer.com. At the Panada, let's see, on Friday, celebrate Spring at the Panada with a free Easter movie. They present Jesus Christ Superstar. The
Jesus
Panada.
Christ Superstar. How did you not say it just like that?
Because I can't sing. The community is invited to the Panada for a wonderful classic film over Easter weekend. Experience the legendary 1973. I remember when that came out.
Me too, man.
Jesus Christ Superstar starring who?
Hmm? I don't know.
Ted Neely.
Jesus Christ.
No, it was Ted Neely. Ted Neely. Hmm. For more information or for anything at the Panada, go to panada.org. So that's happening Friday at the Panada on Good Friday. So that's pretty appropriate. And then on Saturday is The Dog Who Saved Easter, and that's also a free family film. You know, that Panada's gotten really affordable.
Yeah.
That is happening. It doesn't say here what time, so.
Whenever you feel like
you
it.
You need to go to. Maybe it just plays in a loop over and over again. Go to panada.org, panada.org, to learn more about that. So do I have anything else? Anything else? Bulldog Bench Golf Tournament is coming up April 17th, but it is sold out, so...
too bad.
That's too bad. You can get on a waiting list if you'd like. Give me a call.
Congratulations, Bulldog Bench. That's awesome.
Yeah. Also, April 17th, as you'll learn on your show this next Monday, mm-hmm. is the Festival at Sandpoint's having their virtual wine auction.
It's exciting.
That evening. So it should be a lot of entertainment, a lot of great deals going on there. Also, a brand new golf tournament that I just learned about in the last few days. The Sandpoint Community Resource Center is having a fundraising golf tournament at the Idaho Club. That's on June 21st. And it's almost sold out.
Wow.
They're going to limit it to just 18 teams. So, but they have room for a couple more teams. And they have more room for sponsors if you'd like to get involved with that. So you can go to their Facebook page or just go online to Sandpoint Community Resource and learn more about their golf tournament coming up. So it's that time of year, you know, it's spring, there's golf happening, golf courses are opening up, it's Easter, people are getting vaccinated. It's like all of a sudden there's this ray of hope for all of us.
Yeah.
And people are hoping that we'll take a break right now. So that's what we'll do. We'll get our first break out of the way. When we come back, it's Ricky's Top 10. Stick around.
With the change in season, it's time to get your vehicle in tip-top shape for driving in the warmer weather ahead. Start by calling Specialty Auto Glass, your auto glass experts. Right now, they can save you time and money with their mobile auto glass service. That's right, Specialty Auto Glass can come to your work, home, or wherever is convenient for you. Their technicians are certified, and they abide by AGSC standards. Be ready for spring and summer driving by making the right choice today with the Auto Glass experts at Specialty Auto Glass in Pend'Oreille.
Spring is definitely on its way, and now is the time to think about your spring projects inside and out. At Sandpoint Superdrug and Ace Hardware, their expanded hardware department has you covered for your projects inside and out. And you can get everything with their curbside pickup. So make a list and head over to Sandpoint Superdrug and Ace Hardware today. Open 7 days a week on Fifth Avenue in Sandpoint, helping their neighbors for over 40 years.
It's tax time again, and keeping up with the ever-changing tax laws can be a chore. Rhodes Tax Service in Bonners Ferry has been providing professional tax service for 35 years. Rhodes Tax Service will give you a one-on-one consultation for individual and business tax preparation. They'll help you understand what is going on with your taxes and what changes must be made this year. If you need the guidance of an experienced tax professional, Rhodes Tax Service is here to help. They provide electronic filing, direct deposit, or you can use the Walmart Money Card. To find out more about what they can do to help you, call Rhodes Tax Service today at 208-267-1040 or 1-888-788-1040. Or if you prefer, you can stop by their office just off of Highway 95, one block north of Super One Foods in Bonners Ferry. They also offer a website for payroll at w4payroll.com. Rhodes Tax Service wishes you a great year, and they hope to see you soon. Rhodes Tax Service, 208-267-1040.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Bruce Fogel, and this is Pet Talk. What usually shows up this time of year is rain and mud, so that means muddy paw prints on the carpet and a bath for our four-legged friends. If your pet hasn't experienced a bath yet, the water may be a frightening experience. So don't fill the bathtub full and introduce it to them slowly. Remember to place a rubber mat in the bottom of the tub so they don't slip. You may even want to start without any water at all in the tub. Use a soap that has been approved for either your cat or dog, and rinse thoroughly to remove all soap residues. An easier way out is to visit your favorite grooming parlor before the dreadlocks appear. This has been Pet Talk, and I'm Dr. Bruce Fogel wishing you and your pets a great day.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM.
Okay, let's run a contest. What are the words to the theme from Parks and Rec?
Did you see
Parks and Rec?
Did you see on Saturday Night Live when Jim from The Office made up words to The Office theme song? It was really funny.
No.
It was very good. I guess you don't watch that show.
I did make up words to the Star Wars theme back when Star Wars came out. It was Star Wars, S-T-A-R Wars, nothing but Star Wars, blowing my mind.
Nice.
Yeah. It was a big hit.
I don't know why your singing career didn't take off.
I know exactly why. Anyway, we are back. It's Ricky's Top 10. I'm Bob Witte. She's Ricky. And it is our top 10 favorite things about this week, which is, you know, April Fool's. It's Easter week. And it's springtime, and, you know, little leagues happening. Spring sports are happening in the high schools, and just all this fun stuff. And speaking of high school sports, I've watched a couple of baseball games here at Memorial Field. These kids don't know how lucky they are that they can play baseball outside in Sandpoint in March.
It's amazing.
It's unheard of. So it's really cool. And softball. Softball sweeping Bonners Ferry yesterday. Anyway, how do you want to do this? It's your show.
I don't know.
I do all the talking, but it is your show.
Is it, though? Let's just go back and forth, and we'll each say a thing. We'll start at number 10.
So do we have a guest today? We usually have a guest.
Our special guest is the Easter Bunny. However, I heard he got booked somewhere else in town and didn't want to double the gig, so he canceled on us.
He hopped out?
Mm-hmm.
Dang it.
I know.
An Easter Bunny. I'll have to wait till he's at the old folks home on Saturday. I'll go meet them over there. My number 10 is, I didn't get really too into Easter on my list, if I even have a list. There it is Easter Sunday itself. I just remember as a little kid, you know, growing up Catholic and everything, we had 9 kids, and my mom would get all of us, 6 of us boys, a Easter kind of colorful shirt to wear to church that day. And the girls would have their Easter dresses, and it was kind of a big thing. I never understood why they always said it was the biggest Catholic holiday. At Christmas, I get bikes and stuff.
Right. This one's a little more about, like, resurrection.
Easter, I have to go out and find, you know,
stuff.
Hard-boiled eggs.
Yeah.
It's like, Anyway, so, but, fancy Easter clothes, hunting, you know, fake grass. I mean, when else? Do you see, it's the only time of the year you see fake grass anywhere. Family gatherings, which are getting closer and closer to. And as you know from family gatherings in recent years, deviled eggs.
Yes.
Are a big deal.
Best thing ever.
I don't know. One year at Easter, we were actually at the family gathering. We were at. We ran out of deviled eggs.
It was a big deal.
And there's like 40, 50 people.
There was like panic happening.
And then one of the moms goes, I have some out in the car. And it's like,
she had hid 2 dozen deviled eggs in her car to save them for when we ran out of deviled eggs.
She
was hoping we wouldn't run out.
Yeah, they'd just take them home and eat them. How many deviled eggs? But anyway, they're delicious. And just that kind of stuff. And I kind of... I know. Easter Sunday's cool.
Yeah, I like it. That's a good one.
Thank you.
My number 10 is number 10 because it is one of my all-time favorite things of all time, and I have recently given up sugar, excess sugar, added sugars, chocolate, candy, all of those things, and that is my number 10. That's what I love about Easter is all of the Easter chocolate and the Easter candy. Like, I love Easter candy. It's my favorite holiday candy-wise.
Better than Halloween?
Way better than Halloween because there's jelly, the little, eggs and the Cadbury chocolate eggs with the little shell coating around it. So good. And all of the delicious little like bunny shaped, chocolate
peeps?
Things. I don't really do peeps.
Yeah, I don't like peeps.
It's a bit much. I like the way they look.
I think I had a bad peep experience once when I was a kid.
You ate a peep?
I just never got. I think I ate a peep from the year or two years before that.
Yeah.
It wasn't good.
Yeah, but I can't. I'm not going to have any this year, and I'm really sad about it. I'm only like saying that 98% I'm not having any this year. I might have a little bit of chocolate on Easter. It has to feel like a holiday.
Well, my Grandma Witty, who is also very strict Catholic, German, and she would say that on even during Lent and all of that, which Lent is over on Easter.
On Easter,
but,
yeah.
On every Sunday, let's say you gave up chocolate ice cream, which is not something we would have given up because we like chocolate ice cream.
Yes.
To give up something that you wouldn't eat, like coffee-flavored Jell-O or just something dumb.
Gross.
But on Sundays, you could break your Lenten thing. Mm. And it was okay in her book.
Interesting.
So anyway...
this isn't for Lent. This is for like health reasons, the giving up chocolate
and
candy.
My number nine, let's do our number nines, is the weather this time of year. I know a lot of people don't like it. You know, they think, well, I want some more snow. And, well, you're not going to get any measurable snow anymore. Sorry, it's not going to happen. Or people are complaining that it's too cold. It's like, it's not too cold because summer's right around the corner.
Exactly.
And this is kind of neat. I love these semi-chilly nights. You wake up, what was it, yesterday morning, 22 degrees.
Yeah.
It's like, wow. But it feels good. Open the windows and let some fresh air in. And then the days like today, 58 degrees, it's awesome. And then, we'll get some rain. We'll get some sleet. It's just unpredictable. And
you can have all four seasons in a day. It's so much fun. And here's the trick to surviving North Idaho spring. Light layers. Just layer it up. Prepare for rain and snow, and then maybe it will be sunny for 8 hours. You never know. But just have light layers. Take them on and off all day. Don't expect to wear the same outfit all day long.
Yeah, and it's, in my book, not quite short season yet.
No.
One of our employees here this morning was wearing shorts. I'm going,
that's not okay.
No, he goes, hey, it's going to be almost 60. Okay.
I also disagree with shorts in general, so don't ask me about shorts.
You're not one of those people in Sandpoint that wear shorts year-round?
No, I am not.
Or ever,
Paul Gunter,
maybe.
Thank you very much.
Okay, well, that's my number nine is shorts.
Good one. My number nine is sort of along those lines, spring cleaning. I like to take this time. You've now gone through all the seasons and haven't worn this outfit. Throw it out. Donate it. Rearrange your, if you listen to this show, I love rearranging my furniture, but this is a good time to like move things off all the shelves, dust them. Suddenly there's sunlight coming in your house and you see all the cobwebs and you're just like, oh geez. So this is the time to just like clean it all out, reorganize the, bookshelves, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I like that. And it's a super important time to open up the windows, even if it feels a little chilly to you, just. I mean, in most of our homes, the windows have been closed for 4 months.
Yeah.
Imagine the dust mites and all of that. So you
exactly.
need to get that out. And after that windstorm we had Sunday, obviously you need to wash your windows.
Oh, my windows are so dirty. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. So spring cleaning. I like that. Yeah. I also like our sponsors. So we're going to take another break. And when we come back, we will continue here. Ricky's Top 10 for this week here on KSBT, KBFI, as well as NorthIdahoRadio.com. Stick around.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
At the co-op, we field all sorts of questions, especially from newcomers, like, do bears eat tulips? Do I need to clean up after the deer? Or, I just bought 50 chickens, what do I feed them? We love questions, and we just about always know the answers. But sometimes a customer will stump us all, like, how many stomachs does an alpaca have? It turns out, they only have 3 compartments, which makes them a pseudo-ruminant. Now we know. So if you're new to this rural life, and you need help with farm animals, beekeeping, predator control, flock protection, gardening, hardware, fasteners, setting up a propane tank, or dozens of other things, we should be on your speed dial. Because you just never know what you're going to need to know about living this rural life. We can help. The Co-op Gas and Supply Company, your propane, farm, home, and hardware store. 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, where neighbors have been helping neighbors since 1934. 208-263-6820.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Coming to Northern Quest, one of country's biggest superstars. Darius Rucker. Brought to you by Pepsi Outdoor Summer Concerts. See Darius Rucker Friday, September 24th at BECU Live. Get tickets now at northernquest.com.
97.1 FM, 1450 KBFI, and 1400 KSPT.
All right, we are back. Thanks for sticking around.
Have they, though? How do we know?
As far as I know, they have. Because they wanted to hear more about meeting the real Easter Bunny. Ducky,
that's
the
pretty
whatever.
Big news. Yeah.
It is. It's a thing. Anyway, it's Ricky's Top 10 for this week. And we are doing just such, you know, just because it's such a great weather week and it's springtime and it's Easter week and it's April Fool's Day tomorrow. That's what we're talking about. So my number 8 is it's just get out and go for a walk.
And it's a good one.
Something you can do right now. And like Ricky said, just sort of layer up because as the sun comes out, if the wind's not blowing, you can, you know, take off a coat or whatever, or sweatshirt. And, you know, we try to walk, you and I both, in the wintertime. But so often, as I've said before, I'd go like out to Traverse Park and I'll get halfway around the loop and then the wind will kick up. And
it's freezing.
Okay, and that's now 24 degrees.
Yeah.
I'm a mile away from my car.
Exactly.
But that's likely not going to happen much this time of year. So it's a great time of year just to get out and shake out the mental cobwebs and go for a walk. Or I know you are an avid hiker and go for hikes. Are there safe places to hike right now?
I am not recommending to people, at least visitors yet, that you are going for hikes on trails because they are pretty muddy still. And then that just causes a lot more trail maintenance to have to happen. Later in the season, I would stick to paved and pretty worn-in, hard-packed trails at this point, lower elevations. That kind of stuff is what I am officially recommending to people.
Very good.
Yeah. And honestly, one of my favorite hobbies is just walking around town. And not like downtown, but like neighborhoods. It's so much fun. You get to see the real Sandpoint houses. And, you know, it's just, I like.
Yeah, your aunt and uncle forgot to drop off something at my house last Sunday morning. So right about the time the wind started kicking up, like 2:33, yeah. And they said, hey, we forgot to drop that off. We're going to go for a walk. We'll be over. And first of all, they don't live close.
No.
It's a decent bike ride, but it's kind of a long walk. And this windstorm that's all over the news is hitting right now. But they made it. They walked all the way over to South Central Sandpoint.
South Central. So my number eight, we sort of touched on with the spring cleaning, and you mentioned this right before the break. Just opening your windows. One, it's my favorite marker in the seasons is when I can sleep with my window open again, because I just love – I don't know how people sleep with all the doors and windows closed. It just drives me nuts. I need the circulating air. And then sometimes it just gets a little too cold. And so I still have – I've taken one of my layers of wool blankets off the bed, and I have my window open at night, and it feels amazing. It's also that thing when I get home in the afternoon, I'm usually the only one there, so I turn the heat off and open the windows. And then everyone else comes home and tells me I'm crazy and turns the heat back on. But it is really nice just to get that circulating air and freshness and everything – breathing again. It's
very good
thing.
My number seven, thanks for asking.
Yes.
It's the time of year to get your bike out.
Mm,
I know there have been a few days in the last month we thought, you know, I could ride my bike downtown.
Yeah.
But then you go downtown and it's, you know, hailing or popcorn snow or whatever. But now it's more consistent and, yes. You know, put some air in those tires and, yeah. You know, grease it up a little bit. If you need repairs, there's Bonner County Bicycles. Yeah. They're open 6 days a week, and they are there and to help you out. And lots of other bike places around town that can take care of you.
I recommend, too, wearing gloves because even if it's warm out, your hands will get cold. It's what the air touches first, and it's freezing. So that's my one recommendation for riding your bike in the spring. But I agree because I do try to walk year-round. And so I think riding a bike is sort of a marker of like, hey, the roads aren't icy anymore, springtime. Outing.
And you see more and more in the last decade people riding their bikes year round, and it scares the heck out of me to be riding on ice and snow on regular, not fat tires.
I don't get it.
It's just like, no, I'm going to break something.
Yep. You know what people say to me all the time? I get this constantly. Hey, Ricky, what's your number seven? Let me tell you. It is
Hey, Ricky.
Yes.
What's your number seven?
You know, I'm so glad you asked. My outfits, obviously, this is on each one of our seasonal lists. But I love having different – that's the nice thing about having four different seasons is that you have different outfits for each season. Like I said, light layers. You can start wearing more springtime colors, and you sort of get stuck in a rut when you're wearing like warm clothes for winter, and you tend to wear the same few things over and over and over again. And then a new season happens. You're like, oh yeah, I have 52 dresses in my closet. Maybe not all of you say that.
I've never said that.
I just said that this morning, and I was like, why don't I wear this one? So, you know, it's kind of fun to just relook at everything again. And like I said, I'm cleaning it out and trying to get rid of things I haven't worn in a while and make some space for the things that I do actually need to hang up and put away. And, you know, it's just kind of a fun, like, again, seasonal marker going like, hey, it's new, it's fresh. And picking out an Easter outfit is always super fun.
Yeah, but with COVID and still safe distancing, even though both of us are already all vaxxed up.
Right.
What are you going to do Easter Sunday? How are you going to celebrate Easter?
I'll probably watch.
Our big family thing is not happening.
It's not happening. I will probably watch Easter Parade, Frank Sinatra and Fred Astaire and Judy Garland.
So you get dressed up for that?
I do, yes. I put on my Easter bonnet and I wear my formal church dress and sit in my living room not eating chocolate.
Very good. I haven't even thought about Easter, like what I'm going to do yet.
I'll probably hard-boil some eggs. We have all those chicken eggs.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
I heard you moved your chicken coop.
We did, yeah. We moved the duck coop, too.
The duck coop.
Yes, and the chicken coop. Okay. They were very heavy. We did not make those to be movable. It took like 12 guys to move it.
All right, my number six favorite thing about this season, in particular this week, is golf. Like I said in the outset, I talked to Ralph up at Mirror Lake, and he's super pumped for the season. He said he's been busy already.
It's exciting.
And they've had some nice days. And, of course, you know, it was like the easiest winter of all time.
Yeah.
And so the course recovered very quickly, especially the greens, which I know he's so proud of. And so Bonner's Fair, Mirror Lake's been open for about almost 2 weeks, I guess. And the Elks opens tomorrow, and, you know, all of the – if you like to go to Coeur d'Alene or Spokane, most of those courses are open. Of course, there's going to be ones like Twin Lakes that will be lagging behind, and Idaho Club's probably not for another month is what they're saying, just because they're just – both those places are just wet.
Yeah.
So, but it's just super exciting to something that if you're an avid golfer and you're chomping at the bit to get outside, that it's here once again.
I love the Elks because, like, you and I can go after work on a Tuesday. It's easy and it's accessible, and I love the course, and people are nice, you know, Jan and Mike and all the people that we know there. But I really like Mirror Lake. It's so beautiful up there, and I like the drive up to Bonner's Ferry and having that, you know, I don't know, the whole experience of it is so nice for me.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
I do really like that course. It's a good one. My number six is specific to this year, is a special thing about springtime. And it does happen traditionally every spring in Sandpoint, because this is who we are as a people. Seeing people outside again, like walking downtown and seeing people on the street going like, hey, where have you been for 3 months? Oh, hiding in your house too? Yeah.
Yeah.
How have you been? It's just a nice kind of like springtime rite of passage of seeing people outside again and like standing in line to go places and, you know, sitting outside at McDuff's and having a beer with somebody you haven't talked to in 3 months. It's really
especially
fun.
After this COVID-covered year that we've had, because in normal winters, you could still go to IPA or you mentioned McDuff's or wherever you like to go out and see people, kind of get out of the cabin fever out of here. But this year, you know, so many of us like in self-quarantine and social distancing.
Right.
So now you're getting out going, it's okay.
Yeah.
I can walk in this building and I'm okay with it.
Uh-huh.
So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's been very satisfying so far.
Good.
This spring.
Good. Well, let's get into my number 5 through 1. I don't really have a 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1.
Oh, okay.
Because I have just a bunch of ideas for April Fool's jokes.
Oh,
April Fool's
interesting.
Pranks.
Okay.
So you want to hear a few before we take our last break?
100%.
Here's one I just thought of this morning. You could take a cotton ball and get some, say, any color you want, but any like red food dye, and unscrew the cap on your kitchen sink or bathroom sink. Stick it in there and screw the cap back on. So when your partner or whoever else is in your house, you know, gets up that day, goes to brush their teeth or whatever, they'll turn it on and it'll just be this red, rusty looking water coming out.
I could do that to my roommates. We have separate bathrooms.
Oh, there you go.
That would be super fun.
Yeah. And I know one of your roommates will freak out.
Freak out. Yeah.
So speaking of which, when they get up to go brush their teeth, is you take something that looks just like, say, if it's their plain white toothpaste, you know, like cream cheese, for example, or, you know, Elmer's glue or just,
that's
probably not that. But just anything like that, you know, some maybe yogurt. Say, hey, here's your toothbrush. And then they go and they don't expect that.
I feel like it would be weirder for me to hand somebody their
Well, okay, say it would work if you had little kids.
Yes, yeah, little kids. Yeah, prank your children. That's
Okay, speaking of children, here's another thing you do, and I never did this to you growing up because I wish I had thought of it. You take, like, your favorite cereal, I mean, your kid's favorite cereal, say it's Cocoa Puffs, and put it in a bowl with milk and put it in the freezer overnight.
Oh.
And so, here, Ricky, here's your favorite cereal in the morning, and you go to eat it, and it's frozen solid. So
that's not a bad one.
There's that.
Yeah.
There's another one. You can go around your house and anything that's battery powered, like remotes and, you know, the wall clock, and take the batteries out.
You know what I've wanted to do is similar to this, because I house it a lot for people, is change out every photo in their house with pictures of myself, so that when they come home from the vacation, it's all photos of me in their entire house. I feel like that's a really good prank.
That leads right into my next one.
No way.
How did you know?
I don't know.
It's similar to that, but I just remembered. Remember when your friend Isaiah from high school, and you put pictures of him everywhere? I would open the freezer, and there would be this picture of Isaiah.
I still still have a picture of Isaiah in my freezer.
Oh, that's great. Anyway, I was thinking somebody like Kim Jong-un or whatever his name is, a Korean guy. And like if you have a wall in your living room is full of your kids' pictures and just take out one of them and put him there. It's like so many people come over, they're going, what's that all about? Or if you have a business and you have pictures of all your employees, just make one of them Kim Jong-un.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it would be a great...
That's a pretty good one. I like that one.
Something to talk about. But do you know where April Fool's Day comes from?
No.
No one really does. It says right here, according to Wikipedia, roots of April Fool's Day are not known to this very day.
Interesting.
But they think it started in London, and the Canterbury Tales were published on April 1st back in 1381 or something like that.
I remember when that came out.
Yeah, you do. And anyway, we're going to take our final break. Get it out of the way. Mm-hmm. We come back. We have more April Fool's ideas for you. So stick around.
The University of Idaho Vandal football team continues its pandemic-mandated spring football season and looks to move to 3-1 when they hit the road for the first time and travel to Pocatello to take on Idaho State. If the Vandals want to sniff the postseason, they're going to need a win over the Bengals in Holt Arena. Don't miss a minute of the action along the Vandal Sports Network with pregame Saturday afternoon at 2. Kickoff at 3 here on North Idaho's Radio.
So much is made at Super One Foods of such things as quality and freshness that sometimes one other aspect of the Super One story kind of gets lost in the shuffle. Prices. Specifically, the lowness of them. There's a new word for the dictionary. Anyway, if low prices are just the beginning of the Super One story, then let's get to it. Stop by Super One Foods this week and see what's in store for your Easter celebration. Enjoy the things that bring us together, like great food. Super One has everything you need for your Easter dinner, from ham to all the fixings. At Super One Foods, we welcome spring with days that bring us back together over the dinner table. It doesn't have to be complicated. Avoid the crowds. No reservations required. Super One Foods and Easter dinner. Good food, great company. Don't you love a good story? The Super One story's got all the elements. Gripping drama, excellent character development, and of course, low prices. Super One Foods, where low prices are just the beginning.
When you've been in a car accident, one of the first things you'll do is make a call to your insurance company.
I've recently been in a car accident, and I need to start a claim to get my vehicle repaired.
I'm sorry to hear that. Is everything okay?
Yes, thank you, but my car is totaled.
Well, we have a number of preferred shops in your area that can take care of that for you.
Oh, that's okay. I've already decided to take my vehicle to North Idaho Collision Repair Center in Bonners Ferry. They said they will handle all the paperwork and get my vehicle in and repaired as soon as possible.
Oh, well, I see here they're not one of our direct repair shops, and we can't guarantee the work that they do.
Well, actually, any guarantee on the vehicle will come directly from the shop that does the repairs. And North Idaho Collision Repair Center offers a written lifetime warranty on anything they do. They use original manufactured parts and will restore my vehicle to pre-accident condition. I'm taking my car to North Idaho Collision Repair Center in Bonners Ferry.
Hi, this is Shane from North Idaho Collision Repair Center reminding you it's always your choice where you get your vehicle repaired. So tell your insurance company I'm going to North Idaho Collision in Bonners Ferry.
Mr. Rogers said look for the helpers. Can always find people who are helping. Thank you to all the first responders who put their lives in danger to help us when my brothers and sisters need them. We look out for the helpers because they look out for us.
Thank you, first responders!
Learn how you can help first responders by texting BRAVE to 24365.
Keep up to date on everything we're doing at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
I want to be that announcer when I grow up.
You should be
that guy. That's a Every great... day you just have to say the same thing at the same time. It's
right.
Easy.
Yeah.
What's your number five?
I don't know. Number five, we already sort of talked about it is riding bikes. And like I said before, I walk all the time. So there is that special moment of getting your bike out for the first time in the season, getting some air in the tires, testing the brakes, all that stuff, and then just going out on the open road.
Very good.
Thank you.
What's your number four?
Number four, I wanted to talk about some of the super lame pranks that I still like to pull. My prank prowess peaked in middle school. when prank phone calls was like the thing that you did on a Friday night. So I still will, even though me and all of my friends and family have caller ID built into our cell phones, so everyone knows it's me calling. I usually pull the two classic pranks of, is your refrigerator running? Well, then go catch it. And the you call somebody and just like, you know, do the usual like, hey, how are you? Blah, blah, blah. And then they go, so what's up? And you're like, I don't know. You called me. And then you try to like gaslight them into thinking that they called you and had something to say, and it doesn't work. But I do it every year. It's very fun.
You still do that?
I do. It's not great. People just don't answer my phone calls on April Fool's Day. I've tried a few on you that I come up with like clever in the moment, but you never – everyone goes like, it's April Fool's Day, Ricky. I don't believe you. So I'm not good at prank phone calls, but I will try it for the rest of my life.
Very good.
Thanks. My number three is – okay, so this is tradition. I mentioned this earlier as I'm watching my Easter movie – Easter parade. I make myself an Easter bonnet every year, sometimes made from another hat, and I just decorate it with fake flowers and tulle and make it over the top and giant and very Eastery and ridiculous. And that is, I like to wear my Easter bonnet that I make every year.
And then do you wear it to your Kentucky Derby party too?
Typically, or a version of it.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Do you have a number two by chance?
I do. My number two is more springtime related. I don't know if you've been outside and seen the little baby crocuses coming up, peeking out of the ground. They're so cute. I am deathly allergic, but springtime flowers are one of my all-time favorite things. I love the tulips and the daffodils that come out soon and how big and gorgeous they get here. And then all the fruit trees start blooming.
Yeah.
And it's just so magical. I love it. And my number one is the thing that, you know, feeds all of this springtime magic is basically the weather. I love the sunshine. I love the sun coming out and actually feeling warm. I love rain and wind are two of my favorite weathers. They're just so much fun and exciting. And, you know, just how tumultuous and exciting springtime can be. You never know what to expect.
It's very good. Nice.
Thank you.
And that leaves us a little time to talk about more of April Fool's jokes. There was one in the news this week where Volkswagen, you know, the auto manufacturer, there was rumor going around they're changing their name to Voltwagon, V-O-L-T, because going all electric.
Volt, yeah.
And they were going along with that all week until yesterday when they said, you know, it's actually an April Fool's. We'll never know if they really were thinking about changing
and
it and
backlash.
Just gotten so much backlash that it's, you know, a lousy idea or
April
it really
Fool's
was April
a Fool.
One I actually did to my mom in high school because for some reason our kitchen, our food area was being not invaded by rats, but we had a couple of rats or at least one that was like, nibbling on the bread and things like that.
Sure, just
so,
was it Danny?
She put, yeah, probably my big brother. But she put me in charge of eradicating the rats. Mm-hmm. And I was like, got five brothers,
yeah,
all braver than me. But anyway, I somehow got the lousy job. So I did it, and it's kind of gross. Mm-hmm. It's not like catching mice. And the rats are big and
yeah,
bloody and stuff.
Yeah.
So anyway, I found a fake rubber rat that looked totally real. Mm. And on April Fool's Day, I put it in our bread drawer.
Oh, geez.
And you could hear her scream all the way upstairs when she opened that bread drawer to make our lunches for school. And the next year, I put it in the refrigerator.
Oh,
of course, my mom was the first one to go in the kitchen and open the refrigerator. Ah! It really looked real. So that's a good one. You
yeah,
could do that.
That is a good one.
You could put a note on your closed toilet lid saying, don't flush. I'll be right back with a tape measure. Pretty sure I set a world's record.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah. I was like, okay, are they going to actually look? Or anyway, you can attach an air horn to a seat. So on the bottom of your seat, like at your office, you're sitting there.
Okay.
Here's a really disgusting one. You make caramel onions, take a whole onion and peel it and dip it in caramel sauce and, you know, with a popsicle stick in it. And so they think it's a caramel apple.
Mm.
But your boy, are they in for a surprise.
That's mean and a waste of caramel. Like, let's be real about that.
Yeah, that is kind of a waste of a perfectly good onion. Okay, you can take a bar of soap and paint clear nail polish on it and put it in the shower.
That's mean. So you can't ever get...
You could do this to your roommates tonight.
I could do
so
that.
They get up tomorrow, take a shower, and it's like, this soap isn't working. That's just something that's,
you could also do that. It's like the toilet seat prank, but instead of on the toilet seat, you just put plastic wrap in their body wash container so it can't come out.
That's like putting saran wrap over the toilet.
Exactly.
Yeah. So there's that thing. Speaking of toilets, while we're on this potty humor thing, you can get shoes and like jeans and place them on a toilet in their stall in the bathroom at your office. So, you know, someone else goes to use the bathroom. It's like, man, that guy's been sitting there all day. And just
that would work, except there's only two of us in the office.
Well, I mean, most other places.
Sure,
so
that's a good one.
You have to hold it all day long.
Oh my gosh.
Go over to a friend's house. Get a... Everybody here knows a realtor. Get one of their for sale signs and put it in your friend's front yard. So when they get up in the morning, they look outside going, what the heck? My house is for sale?
That's a pretty good one.
Okay, here's another one. You'll like this because I know you like yellow mustard, but you make cupcakes and you quote unquote frost them with yellow mustard.
Gross. So I mean, that sounds great.
Somebody will look at it and go, oh, that looks so good. It's like lemon or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's mustard.
I'd still eat it.
Yeah. I don't know where you buy fake poop, but that's always a hit.
I mean,
it never goes out of style.
Yeah. Has anyone ever pranked you that you actually fell for? Like, has there ever been that prank where somebody actually got you?
On fake poop?
No, just in general. Like, has somebody actually...
I've had fake poop put in my office before.
Have you?
I can't think off the top of my head. Probably.
I know. Me too.
Here's another one you talked about not eating sugar, but you could take a candy bowl and fill it with Skittles, M&Ms, and Reese's Pieces, and just think about how gross that would taste, the Skittles with the chocolate and the peanut butter. You could take a harmonica and duct tape it to the front of somebody's bumper in their car. So they get in the car and they start driving down the street and they're hearing this harmonica going.
That's actually a pretty good one.
Yeah, it's going to take them forever to figure out.
The best part is that, like, say I did that to, you know, my Uncle Scott. He would be so annoyed that I put duct tape on his car. That would be the worst part of the prank.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, there's always going to be ramifications. Okay, if you have an office that has, you know, several entries and exits, take a sign that says, please use other door and put it on every door. You'll end up having no employees that day. They'll just all leave.
That's a pretty good one.
I found out last night there's an actual app that you can install on, like I could install this on your cell phone. It looks like you're cracked, but it's just an app. It's wallpaper.
That's mean.
And it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
You could go into your coworker, Kate, and change her email signature. You know, you have the automatic signature, and you change it to whatever you want, you know, Lady Gaga or whatever.
Kim Jong-un.
Yeah.
That's
or
funny.
You have every person in your company at work call one particular coworker and ask for George, for example.
Yeah.
So they think that you have the wrong number. what else could you do? Put a bumper sticker on the back of a friend's car bumper that says, please honk. Driver doesn't know it's April Fool's Day.
Oh.
So everybody he or she sees that day is honking their
honking
horn
at
them. Yeah. Since it's so close to daylight savings time, change every wall clock in the office, you know, to some random time.
I still have not changed mine for daylight savings, so it's already incorrect.
So you're fooling yourself.
Yes,
good,
every day.
Good work. Last one, you take a bag of Oreos and take out the cream filling stuff and replace it with white toothpaste and say, here, kids. Have some Oreos, and it's not good.
Yeah, that would not be good.
Anyway, tomorrow's April Fool's Day. Have a great, great time. I'm not fooling about that. Have a great Easter weekend. Well, I'll be back in here tomorrow, but you won't be. And enjoy the weather. Get outside and golf. Go for a hike. Go for a walk. Tomorrow, North Idaho Thursday, we'll have our Bonner General Health segment. We'll also be talking to Sherry and more from the Sandpoint Senior Center and Daybreak Center and a representative from the flower farm.
Oh.
Does it get much more spring than that? We'll also be with us. That's tomorrow. Till then, I'm Bob Whitting, and we'll see you later.